This is a CKTZ News Update. Fashioned after Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for the Future school strikes and protests, a small group of Cortes Islanders has been meeting every Friday since early November. The group calls their gatherings WTF Fridays, or what the expletive Fridays. Founder Max Thiessen says it's a forum for people to express how they're feeling about topical issues, and is also part group therapy.
And certain things look and feel normal, and we're told by each other and by media and, you know, all the things that make a society up, we're told that certain things are normal and other things are not normal, and certain things are thinkable and other things are not thinkable, and certain things are acceptable and other things are not acceptable. When you see and you sense and read and understand that a great portion of those normals are completely unacceptable, it can be kind of confusing and disorienting, creates a cognitive dissonance is probably the name for it, where you have your brain kind of gets split in two, where you fit in with your society to some extent, and you also recognize that it's insane to another great extent. So this is like a place where you can kind of feel a little bit less crazy by being with other people who also can see those things as all happening. And then it's also part organizing opportunity where people can get together and find that they're passionate about the same, you know, protection or activism measure, and then start organizing that from there, sort of networking, information sharing, and then just having fun. Also, there's been a few songs shared, keeping warm, being outside, all that good stuff.
Thiessen says about a half dozen people get together each week.
Yeah, we haven't really settled on any kind of structure for the meetings yet. It was important to me that be co-created with the participants. So we're still kind of very gradually easing ourselves in the direction of figuring that out. And so we have had portions of the gathering where there's kind of an opportunity to go around a circle and hear from everybody.
Thiessen says that climate change is a recurring theme, which leads to expansive discussions.
I've probably brought that forward, and maybe most people have primary concerns, so that ends up being one of the main recurring themes. You know, that's also a really huge topic, and can come up within that issue and apply to other issues are things like, how do we communicate? How do we organize our little community? How do we organize our bigger democratic nation, and interpersonal dynamics as well, and, you know, theories of power through the ages and cross-culturally, evolutionary biology and how that affects thinking. Those are all things that have come up sort of in relation to climate change, but also in relation to a larger set of problems facing planet.
And what about the argument that planet Earth is in a constant state of change? And don't all species have the ability to adapt?
There's a few different scales at which that question aims at. So on one scale, there's like a very large span of time and a very large number of creatures. And on a large time span, pretty much all creatures go extinct. So an extinction of a species is not that big of a deal. And on a big enough time scale, the sun's going to devour the planet. So also just written into the story of this planet. So I think your question speaks to that scale. And on that scale, it's true. What does anything really matter? But on a human time scale, we have a very different picture that emerges. So we have ecosystems that are complete with species that are dependent on each other. And so losing them is undermining the functioning of those ecosystems. And while they can adapt if the changes are slow enough, they can't adapt if the changes are too fast. And I think my reading of the biologists' concerns is that the changes are happening way, way, way too fast for evolution to really adapt effectively. But the other, possibly more important to me, part of that question of we're resilient, we adapt, everything adapts, evolution is powerful, is that the big changes that we're seeing in the planet are then the decisions of a minority that affect a vast majority. And so to say that one person gets to decide that another person will adapt, especially when adaptation actually means and migration and violence. I think adaptation is a bit of a sanitized word. word for what is being done to them right now and what will be done to them much more so in the future.
Thiessen is consumed by a particular concern.
And most of my concern about the near future is actually about human suffering. Probably just how I'm wired is that I just care more about our species and I'm like more emotionally moved by suffering among humans. But I also care deeply about the suffering of non-humans. And both humans and non-humans are having a lot of suffering imposed on them right now and will have a lot more suffering imposed on by the decisions of a wealthy few. And that seems like the most grievous injustice that's been on planet Earth.
Thiessen says humans consider themselves rational, but evidence suggests that despite arming ourselves with facts and lessons from the past, we tend to learn primarily from those around us.
And I think that that is how the world works. That is how societies work. That's how human brains are wired, is to not so much gather a big broad net of information and make rational decisions. It's been fairly well established that we think of ourselves as rational, but we're actually not very how we make decisions. We pick up cues from our tribe and we match their behavior and we influence them a little bit. They influence us a little bit. And together we muddle through with a bunch of actions that we take and life with.
Thiessen hopes WTF Fridays create a support network for like-minded individuals who, through their beliefs and collective actions, will create positive change within society. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.